What's up, family? Welcome to the Unstuck Podcast with your host, Tony Gilmore, where we untangle life's challenges, help you to get the power within you, and more than anything, help you to move in faith to the place of fulfillment in life. I'm so excited about this episode. I do believe that this will be a game changer for some of you because I don't know about you, but I struggle with today's subject on a regular basis. It's the subject of fear. God has often placed things in my life that requires a level of faith that also unravels or reveals fear. And today, I want to unpack how to overcome it, because I think for many of us, the reason why we haven't launched out into what God has for us is because we are afraid of failure, afraid of being misunderstood, afraid of embarrassment, afraid of whatever that fear is. We often allow fear to control us and dominate us, and we never launch out into what God has for us. So today, dive into this episode with me as we unpack how to overcome fear. So here's the deal. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 puts it in these terms. This is the Apostle Paul talking to Timothy, and he tells him, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound, well-balanced mind." And so he lets Timothy know that unapologetically, fear does not come from God. Now listen, I get it. There are levels of fear that we can deal with. Some people would say that, you know, fear is a good thing because fear keeps you from doing stupid stuff. Fear keeps you from going out in the traffic when cars are coming at 55 miles an hour. And I get that. And I'm not here to argue that with you. But honestly, there is a level of fear or unrational fear that I believe is not godly but demonic. It is a type of fear that causes you to live in insecurity or low self-worth. It's a type of fear that keeps you from moving forward into things that you know you should be doing, but you're so afraid of what other people would think or the fear of failure that you don't move. See, for many of us, we are believing God for a spouse or for a job or for a promotion or for a home or a child or healing for our bodies. And if we allow fear to dominate us, we actually can't move forward in the way that God wants us to move. So we must learn to overcome fear. I want to tell you this story. It was years ago. Angie and I were looking to buy a home. And honestly, we were put in a weird position because we were finishing up a lease, and the lease required a 90-day notice before we could actually get out of the lease. And so it's just the craziest thing. And so we get to the 90-day notice, and we haven't been approved for our home, and we're trying to figure this whole thing out. And honestly speaking, I got to tell you, we were in fear because we were like, the sure thing is to sign a new lease. We know that we can stay there. But we were believing God for a home, and we believed that he said yes to it. So in this, we came to the 90 days, and we went in, and we turned in our 90-day notice, and that's when the journey began. We began looking at homes, trying to get approved for homes, and nothing was working. And yet, in our souls and our spirit, we could not get off the fact that God was saying yes to getting the home. So fast forward, months go by and things aren't working, and we are tempted in fear to settle for an apartment. And the time came and we went to see the apartment, got ready to sign the lease, and did not have peace. And so we knew that that was the Holy Spirit telling us keep going after a house. So at the end of the day, here we are. We found a home. There were problems with the lender, but we had our approval. And then we found out that there was something wrong with the paperwork that was pushing back our approval. So we are now at the point where we have moved out of the apartment. We've moved in with our parents. All of our items are in a U-Haul at the end of their cul-de-sacs. And we're like, God, you keep telling us to go after this house. And so after 7 days, and you know, 7 is the number of completion. After 7 days had passed, we finally got the approval. We're able to move into the home, and we saw the fulfillment of God's promise. But can I tell you this? along the way, there were disappointments. There was one house that we really thought we would get, and we were turned down on it. We didn't even get the contract. And so while we were believing God, we missed moments, messes with the paperwork, and yet God was telling us, do not fear, keep moving in faith towards what I have for you. And we ended up getting the house, and it was better than any house that we had seen. But here's the power. Fear will cause you to stop where God says go. Fear will cause you to quit where God says keep moving forward. And I love this portion of scripture in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Listen to this. It says, so let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it. He who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word. That is the Amplified version. And this is what I learned in that process with the house and what I've learned in my journey to overcome fear and live by faith. What we confess will determine what we possess. Whew, God, what we confess will determine what we can confess. See, when we continue to confess our fears, it is often because our fears are dominating our thoughts. Therefore, we must change the way that we think and then change the way that we say so that we can change the way that we live our faith. And here are two powerful statements that I think will help you. The first one is this. Confession releases faith. That when I speak the word of God, that the confession of my faith releases faith and I believe gives God something to work with. So where does faith come from? Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes from the word of God. So as I hear the word of God and confess the word of God, I give heaven something to work with. The second thing that I've learned about faith is this. Confession increases my faith. So not only does confession release faith, but confession increases faith. So if I want more faith, here's what I've learned to do. Number one, I've learned to put the word of God into my heart. Number two, I have learned to confess the word of God to release it. And what happens is that my faith is increased and I can continue to move forward in the thing that God's called me to do. Because here's the truth of the matter. When God gives us a promise, we don't exactly know when it's going to come to pass or how it's going to pass, but we do know that it's going to come to pass. And oftentimes we must have the faith to hold on, like the scripture said, until our change comes. And the one thing I want you to be aware of is complaining. Because as your confession releases and increases faith, I believe complaining depletes your faith and gives more space to fear. Because oftentimes our complaints are not based on what we're believing for, but our complaints are based on what we're fearing of. And today, I have one question for you. What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? Okay, maybe two questions. Where are you allowing faith to run, fear to run your life? Where are you allowing fear to run your life? Because if we allow fear to run our lives, remember, faith and fear are sometimes the opposite of the same coin. Faith is believing what I'm hoping for to take place, and fear is believing what I don't want to take place. So then, back to the question, where are you allowing fear to run your life? Because I believe that on the other side of everything that you're afraid of is God's promise. That on the other side of everything that you're holding back on because of fear is the enemy putting up a smoke screen so that you can't see what God really has on the other side of that step of faith. So today, where is it? Where is it? Take a moment, process it, think about it, and allow God to reveal it to you, and then develop this plan of attack to overcome the fear that's trying to rob you of the promise that God has for you. Remember, faith comes by hearing. Then as you confess it, it will be released, and as you confess it, it will increase today. Take this lesson to heart and remember the words of Hebrews when he said, "So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess and our acknowledgement of it, for he who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to his word." Listen, today we live by faith and not by sight. So I want to encourage you, keep going after what God has promised. And listen, if this episode blessed you, help me to get it out into the world. You could leave a review on my podcast. You could also leave comments and just like hit the subscribe button. If you're looking on YouTube, the like button. But help me to get this word out to the world, because I believe that Satan has an assignment to keep us bogged down in fear and keep us from expanding the kingdom of God through faith by what he's called us to do. So tune in again for another episode of the Unstuck Podcast. This is PT signing off. And as always, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In Jesus' name, be blessed. Thank you for joining us on another insightful episode of the Unstuck Podcast, where we navigate the journey of self-discovery to help you find your purpose. If you've enjoyed today's conversation and want more inspiration on your path to purpose, be sure to hit the subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. As a matter of fact, help us spread the word by sharing this podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone on their quest to break free from the shackles of uncertainty. Your support means the world to us. If you found value in our discussions, we would greatly appreciate if you take a moment to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. Your feedback fuels our mission to guide more individuals towards a life filled with purpose and fulfillment. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. Stay tuned, stay inspired, and stay focused. Until next time, this is the Unstuck Podcast, helping you unlock the door to your true purpose. God bless.